Hey, it rhymes with Ed. Try that, Bob. Damn, you're good. You're good,
Bob. The first vial. Okay. Revelation 16, seven vial judgments. Is that the right definition?
It would. It sure would. Imagine that.
Okay. A noisome and grievous sore is the first vial.
Yep.
Upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. Is there a modern parallel complement or explanation of that first
it'll
vial?
It'll be likened to leprosy. That would be likened to the pig disease.
The coming pig disease. Second vial, the sea became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul.
That's happening in Florida. That's happening in Florida now with the red tide. It's also coming from the bloom from the Indian Ocean, which is coming from OP. OP's got that work. OP's watching that for us. We love OP. We fuck with OP.
I know. So the second, there's no trail on the surface of the ocean from Florida around, down around South America and over to the Indian Ocean. Is there a visible trail?
Anytime the desalination takes place, the red bloom will take over. Carolyn said that you will to become salt and light in an otherwise dying world. Every time you take salt out of the ocean, you're going to have red bloom. The salt is coming out of the water. That's the point. Didn't you listen to Carolyn Bob? She's really smart.
What was your opening sentence?
Anytime that salt is removed from the ocean, what replaces the desalinated water will be the red bloom.
Who is removing, or how is the salt removed?
Carolyn. She's making
Do you know about desalination? The process of making your drinking water and seawater by removing salt.
That's being done in different places?
Don't know where
and
they
that's
got
a
water.
Good thing. People want to get water, and that's the way to do it, and that's going to have a huge disservice.
Three huge disservice,
have,
right.
Because Carolyn
three,
said...
Three? Three? Where are there three? 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 You said three huge disservices. She didn't say that. Ian. She didn't say it. So what are you saying, Ian? Well, she...
Huge disservice, yes.
Okay.
Huge, not three.
I thought
Carolyn
you said
Carolyn, don't get lost in the translation, Bob. Carolyn said that in order to survive, that you, Bob, individual Bob, had to become salt and light. Okay? So that means you got to ingest salt. If you're not salty, you have to ingest salt. That ingestion of salt comes inside the exoskeleton of the meat sack body. So much so that it will desalinate the oceans. And anywhere that occurs...
What will desalinate?
Humans becoming salt and light.
We will take the salt out.
You will. You are.
What do you think of that, Carol? Had you heard of that before? Well, had you heard of that before?
No.
We did it. We did that in the Revelation reveal, Bob, but that was
so we're gonna take ago. We're gonna take the salt out and wreck the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
But that's to our advantage.
You don't need
become
them.
Salt and light. Yeah.
Well, you have to.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
So what is interesting, all this devastation, the burning of fires and all that, all are necessary for the ascended or the ascending.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mirror. Good stuff's happening from all the fires, but if you're not ascended, you don't see good. You see yourself burning up.
Well,
you
look out your window. You look out your window and you say, "I got fire on the north. I got fire on the south. I got fire on the east. Ion, which way should I go? Go west, young man. Go
right.
west.
So
on the west road.
So AOC sees the destruction of Earth, but she doesn't know that the ascending will not have a problem with the destruction of the Earth.
No, she does too. those goddamn 1% rich people, those rich people run everything. They have everything. They know everything. They do everything. They got everything. Take it away from them quick. We're dying. The world is dying. You destroyed her.
You just said you told her? How did she get access to you?
We told her. She was trying to make a name. Yeah. She was like Clinton. She was one of the good lesbians, but she was a sort of pretend lesbian. At a beer hall, she stole beer for a living like Clinton. And we told her some things, and she was listening. And it was good because we was trying to share little things to get her out of that. Anything to get her out of her working at the beer hall. So
yeah, did you say she's a pretend lesbian?
Yeah, like Clinton.
So she's bisexual.
Well, now she's not really good at it. She would like to be, but she's not really good at being a lesbian. If she was, she'd be an excellent lesbian, but she's not a very good lesbian.
She's married, isn't she, Carolyn?
I know.
AOC. Oh, okay. Does she talk it up that she's a lesbian, like Ellen DeGeneres
Mm-mm.
does? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so...
Ellen DeGeneres doesn't even talk like about being a lesbian now. That's not taboo,
okay.
Bob. You can't even talk about
yeah.
that.
So,
she wears the britches in her family. Her wife,
You're getting people. Come on. You're getting, Carolyn tells her patients to, customers to take salt, right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, out there in the mainstream media, salt is bad. Doctors believe it's bad, so that's why they're desalinating. They're trying to get rid of salt.
No, they're not. I said desalinating to create drinking water.
So they can take salt less water.
It's a necessity.
When Carolyn's patients take the salt, they don't give it back.
So, Carolyn, the mainstream doctors don't think we need to drink salt the way you advocated.
Well, the cardiologist says you'll die.
Okay.
High blood tension. You'll retain
your
body. But Carolyn's patients don't gain water from it, though. It's amazing, isn't it?
The third vial, the rivers and fountains of waters became blood. What's that refer to?
Yeah. So that's when the blood from the streets fill the fountains. Killings.
Murders. Okay, a lot of murders.
Like the Megiddo.
Right.
Blood
the fourth vial. Fourth vial, the sun scorches men with a great heat.
Mm-hmm. They call that global warming. Global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they call it climate change now because it's not global warming anymore. But it was global warming when it's fall of the year and it's 106 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. That's not normal.
Okay, so the third vial,
the
rivers and fountains of waters became blood. That's the Megiddo. What's the good aspect of that?
What was that? Bloodletting, spilling blood. It's good, spilling blood. The blood letters. Remember the barbershop.
We're talking about
holes.
The burning. We need carbon. So we have burning.
Yeah.
What's
burning?
Vial,
no, the sun's making it hot. Sun's not burning, it's just making it hot.
So it's going to get hot. And how does that help the ascending? How does it help the ascending?
It doesn't help build up your vitamin D so that you can thicken up your exoskeleton.
So the second vial... the blood, every living soul died in the sea. That was about the desalination.
That's the red bloom.
Red bloom.
God damn, Bob, you just did it, and now you're redoing it. You didn't take notes or don't know what you're
what
talking about.
That's how
crazy.
I find out stuff. I go in depth.
Okay.
So,
I don't
three?
Pay attention the next time. So the fifth time, I'm not paying attention
sun.
Either.
What'd you say about the fifth time?
Nothing. The fifth time, you'll really know nothing.
Right, I think you said
what's
this.
What's number three?
Listen to the archives. We don't repeat ourselves around here.
That's rich. That's rich.
Oh, yeah.
Only reason he can't say is he can't remember, Carolyn. That's the only reason he tells
you.
Hey,
yeah, I can't remember. Your third trial, Carolyn, is Megiddo bloodletting.
For murders, Chicago. Okay?
Blood. Blood in the fountains. Blood in the fountains.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's talking about the sun. I thought he was talking about the third vial. I don't know. Then I see the fourth vial. It says right there, the sun scorches men with a great heat.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are.
Then you said that was something else. And he said, no, it's
why
not
did you say
warming.
For years? Yeah, why did you say for years that vials then were media events? Are these media events?
They most certainly are. Turn on the media and watch it.
Okay.
That's all you see.
All right.
Stop. Now, wait a second. Stop. You turn on anything, any media, and that's all you see. That this is causing that. That the climate change is causing tempers to get hot, and they whooping niggers because this is happening there, and this is bad, and you're no good, and we only got a minute, so we're going to get our rights, and we don't have any rights, so I'm going to shed your blood. The sun is hot, it's scorching me, and la, 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 la. And that's all you see. Every tier, every level, makes Candace Owens popular with blackouts.
So they were talking about these paid people causing riots everywhere.
No, we weren't. No, we weren't. We were talking about the violent judgment.
Yeah, no, I was switching over something I forgot to ask about the Civil War. Is that involved? The warning you gave us 3 years ago or so about the subcultures, is that subculture factor is about
yes.
these people? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And now wait now. Let's be fair and clear. That subculture that we warned you or guided you to be aware of then has now morphed into an even deeper subculture. Because now, not only were they insipid back then, now they're insipid in them. Not only have they not read Thompson, they don't even know who Thompson is. It's even worse. So it's like a subculture.
Okay, so the subculture.
That was good. The subculture. Yeah. It's morphed into a subculture. Gosh, you're brilliant, Bob. How you pick them? You need to,
hey,
you need to take
this.
Up the banjo.
I
you
pay
can
attention.
Be picking
I
and grinning.
So the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter says she's into witchcraft, communicates with spirits. You said the Civil
Everybody.
War is going to be. You said the Civil War is going to be run by spirits. So she's telling the truth. She knows what she's causing this.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And only problem is Carolyn's grimoire is broader and deeper. And more powerful than hers.
Of course.
Don't fuck with Dr.
Now,
Dean. Don't fuck with Dr. Dean now. She whoop that ass now. She put the whooping on you.
Carolyn would support them. Carolyn would want more blood, more scorching heat, all these things that'll be good for the ascending.
Hell yeah. That's right. That's right. They do what it do. Do what it do.
Now, what is the spirit? Is it the angels? What part of non-physical?
The death angel. The death angel, that spirit, the spirit of death. What Carolyn's been doctoring, what Carolyn's been doctoring for years and years, death. And
this, is that the first time you've ever mentioned this angel?
No, we never chatted it up because we didn't want to make it be a moniker. Because then some people would go worshiping the damn dark soul more than they do now. Oh, whoops, is that you?
Are you saying I'm the death angel?
No, you work for him.
I work by my finally, I know who I'm working with. Is that Lucifer?
No, Lucifer's your daddy. Lucifer, you like Lucifer. He's good. He has the best rays. You just love you some granny rays.
I work with the death angel because I'm forced to.
You like it.
Or if I,
you like it.
Have
you
I,
like to
have I
you like to take
have
a perfect
I,
you like to take a perfectly peaceful, calm show, a radio show, and you like to make it be about ascension, and you like to make it be about ascension, and then you like to rip it from the very asunder to destroy it and eviscerate it at every level so that everybody wants to go kill herself. And you giggle and say, yeah, I like that. We go, oh, okay. You know, you know how you, you know how you do. You know how you do.
I got to wait 2 days. I got to wait 48 hours, you know, before we get back to that. I can't wait to get back there. Okay, so this is a. So when the Dark Souls is going to liberate humans.
Echoing.
I'm liberating humans.
Get your phone. You're echoing.
I'm liberating humans from the angels.
We're going to mute you.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Your phone.
Yeah, listen to this.
It's not okay. Too loud.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to turn it down a bit? I can turn it down a bit.
No, we just want to stop the echo.
Carol, it caused that echo. My damn echo.
Oh,
okay,
damn it.
So the Dark Soul liberates humans from the tyranny of the angels, and I do that by wreaking havoc. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Well, you make them so uncomfortable they have no choice. See, the antiphonal side of it.
Who do I make uncomfortable?
The humans.
Yeah.
The humans.
Okay.
You make them so uncomfortable that there's no choice but to
assist. I heal. I'm a doctor, Ken. I heal people, but I do it the opposite of you.
Yeah, with that. He heals them with a Louisville Slugger, Carol. Carol gives him
the eye cell. Carol gives him the eye cell. I give him the baseball
bat. Bob heals him. Bob heals him with a Louisville Slugger.
You couldn't get more opposite than me and Carolyn. The opposite archetypes are right here.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. The fifth vial, darkness, so terrible it causes men to gnaw their tongues in agony and curse Bob. The fifth vial. What was that referred to, other than the self?
Oh,
literally.
The representation of what you call social media. Social media does that. They tear you up. They'll eat you up. They'll eviscerate you. They'll destroy you. They'll make you nothing. They'll make you as you wish you was never born.
Is the tech body part of that, or is the tech body more than the fifth vial?
La-ti-da. Bob, we would never have such a high-minded condition rather than such a thing like that. What in the world could you possibly be intimating?
So you're saying the fifth vial is the tech body, Carolyn?
Maybe.
Yeah. Black Mirror. So, but that's not include Iandom and myself. We're not the fifth vial. That's 3/11 of the tech body is the fifth vial.
You see, you have to be careful. That's how you run it, Bob. You've got to keep a balance on it because there's a delicate balance here. The wheels are the balance of justice, as you call it. Now, Carolyn's got pretty good control of it with the keys and the airs, but you, unlike her, you have no clue what they even are. So you certainly can't be responsible for keeping a balance on anything. So just saying. So you have to be careful because otherwise the tech body will win, and the tech body gets all of non-physical. You see, that's what you don't want. Right. You want us to take over tech body best we can. It'll change things. We interact, but the point is to get humans to the point where they can ascend. No other reason. No, there's no other purpose.
Yeah, you're not going to take over the tech body. That cheats. That prevents humans from ascending. You took over the tech body completely.
Maybe if the humans ascend, then it can, because we can eviscerate it. Then God would rule the tech body. Then God would control both sides. See,
that's
we're
us.
Not God.
Human? That's well, human?
Not you. That's human that they become gods.
Yeah.
Not us. We're not gods. We're not gods.
So you would give up the tech body to humans?
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. We want y'all to win. That's the whole point of this, is to win.
Okay, listen to this, Arjen. Yeah, we got that.
Don't say win.
I think fast.
Don't say
I heard the word win. You don't need to repeat it. I know what win means. Okay. So McLuhan spent his life, in the end, his victory was to predict the tech body. So he was concentrating only on the fifth vial. The other vials have different situations, and that would be other academic disciplines
or
other sciences.
That, that's the accoutrement in which the Android meme works. The others are the accoutrement in which the Android meme works or applies.
The Android meme is in the other four so far. It's
correct.
It's the other six. The other six.
Correct. It's what Android meme is. The Android meme is what he went to Mass to get forgiveness from. The Android meme is what he went to Mass to become forgiven for.
Is that sanctification?
No, confession. He was confessing his sin so he could be pure.
All right.
You know.
Okay. Yep. The sixth vial. The great rivers dried up to prepare a way for the kings of the east toward Megiddo. Is that going to go back into the Armageddon thing?
That's already happened. The rivers have already been buried that came out of Eden. Those rivers are already buried in the sands. They've already, the ones that are coming out of the rock in Shiva's painting.
Yes.
The Tigris and Euphrates, they've already buried. They're gone.
I don't know if you said they were. Yeah, maybe you did. I don't know if you said that, those three rivers.
Yes, we did.
You did.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So
they're
what
coming
is
out
the,
of, they're coming
disaster.
Right out of Trump's face on the side of the mountain.
Right. What is the disaster part of the sixth vial?
Well, it's just that if the waters from the river of life disappear, that's problematic.
And those rivers that have the water of life, has that got icel in it? The Garden of Eden had that?
It does.
The water?
It does.
All right. So the sixth vial is the
destruction. You have icel. You have icel. You have
right,
icel
right.
too.
No, the sixth vial is the destruction of the living water, and we've retrieved it.
Yeah.
But it was gone.
That's right.
And
that's
that lasted
right.
for
and
thousands of years.
And that's because you put a bet with Moses and fucked him up so he couldn't even get his mantle. He couldn't even go to the promised land when you made him smote the rock with his staff.
I did that.
Smoke and the water came out, and you got him into that. You always teasing somebody into hell. You always leading somebody into hell. You love them up so you can chop their fucking head off and giggle because they're bleeding in the fountain.
Yeah.
Just like the virus.
Where is Ophanel right now? Right now.
Sitting in his chair, trying not to go to sleep.
Me, we're right here at the computer, looking over the bay.
Yeah.
That's Ophanel.
Looking at the ascension thing. I got the black mirror.
I look at
the power,
it all the time.
The power returns to the temple, Bob.
Right to this desk. This desk is the temple. Okay. That was the sixth vial. And now, that's a lot of good detail. I think I'll save this link to this outline here, Carol, and then I'll put it in the trash and lose it.
Put it in your email. Send it to informationfarm.blogspot.com. They'll get it.
Ed posted. You'll find it for me. That's right. That's all I have, Ed. So I can find stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So
he
can find
stuff. He does a good job.
That's right.
The seventh vial. Listen to this one, Carol. I take this one personally. This will be a terrible time for men who reject Trump. A day when the air explodes and earthquakes split the earth. He rejects Trump. You seventh vial, Carol. Who am I replacing Trump of?
Well,
I don't know.
This is the condition.
No, Jesus Christ, for fuck's sake. The people who reject Jesus
Christ. This is
Jesus
the condition. This is the condition. If you listen to OP like you should, because she never gets on the show, but we wish she could.
Yeah,
but if
you
were
able
to get on the show, she could talk.
I banned her.
I know. We know. If you could let her on for a minute, she could tell you about the earthquakes that are taking place.
We will. I'll let her in one minute.
No, listen. Talk about the earthquakes that are down in Mexico that set the caldera. This is what's about to set the caldera off. Everybody run out of California. Now the caldera is getting hot, Bob. The painted pots are bubbling again. Old Faithful that had stopped for years and years is now back. It's blowing like a stuck hog, Bob.
And so earthquakes, Mexico's been having a lot of earthquakes the last few years. That's the vulnerable trigger catalyst area?
No. There's been rumblings in Mexico, which connects to the caldera, which is about to set the caldera off.
I see.
That's what's going to happen. Now listen, don't say nothing. Don't say it. But that's what's going to cause the Mississippi River to run the other way. But they don't believe that's even going. They don't even believe that's going to happen. Just like they don't know where 121. They don't know where 121 Depot Street is either. So it doesn't really make any difference. As a bird flies, who cares? You see. So
okay. So and so the earthquakes and that's an effect of those rejecting Jesus Christ, which is rejecting themselves, their godhood. Correct?
Which is reject not Jesus Christ. They're rejecting the bride. Christ, Jesus, is supposed to come back for the bride. And if they reject their bride, their ascension, their power, then they are not the bride's bride. They're not the bride of Christ.
Right.
You don't reject Jesus, you're not the bride. I don't give a fuck about Jesus. I'm not sleeping with him. Jesus not going to fuck me. That's what you need to know. Hell no, I ain't fucking Jesus. No, no, no. Well, that the point is yeah, okay. Do what you do.
Yeah, so this is the vial that's reflected in the statement when the rocks do something. What did the rocks used to say?
If you don't
time,
praise Bob,
cry
the
out.
Rocks are going to cry out, glory and honor, glory and honor. Praise Bob.
So that is the seventh vial. That sentence refers to the seventh vial, right?
Yeah, and the tiny note.
All right.
And the tiny note. And the tiny note.
Right. So it says, what about the tiny note?
That's what it refers to. The tiny, it refers to the tiny note.
The seventh vial?
No, tiny note. Yeah. Have you ever heard the tiny note, Bob? It's really interesting. You should look it up.
So my
real
tiny
cool
note
cat
chart
wrote
has
that.
Earthquakes. My tiny note chart has earthquakes in it.
It does. The transformation of the earth,
Transformation
of the earth, don't you know?
You
should look at the tiny note.
It's on
ionandbob.com. You can find it there, Bob. I know you don't have it.
Okay.
There,
right. Here it is. Uh-huh. The seventh vial. This would be a terrible time for men who reject Jesus Christ, a day when the air explodes and earthquakes split the earth. So great will be the convolution of the earth, in brackets, perhaps the release of atomic energy, that mountains disappear, islands are submerged, and 100-pound hailstones fall from heaven to earth. Is that what's going to flood New York? Is this referring to New York being flooded?
Yeah. Well, now, we don't say flood. We never said flood New York. We said the water was going to cover the big toe of the Statue of Liberty. That's what we said. We didn't say nothing about no flood. Most of New Jersey is going to be all right. Most of New Jersey is going to be all right.
Yeah. That's triggered by the seventh vial, which is the caldera. Caldera is part of that. That affects New York.
No, not necessarily, because the hail has nothing to do with that particular aspect. It doesn't have to be like that. No, 100-pound hail can fall anytime.
Right. But
the
caldera.
It might.
The caldera is a factor in the seventh vial. And then the earth will be in turmoil, and that will cause the water to flood the Statue of Liberty.
Now, the Renner girls would say it's already in turmoil, Bob. The Renner girls would say that this is already a mess. The Renner girls would say we're already in this soup. Already. It's just becoming.
Of the caldera effect?
Yeah, yes. Yes, because everything's upside down. Okay, now look now, wait now. Then you apply that to media ecology. Everything's topsy-turvy. Where's fashion? Bob, where's fashion? Fashion is a thing, Bob. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Fashion
it's
is
not
a thing.
Happening.
Where's fashion? Where is fashion? Okay, check this out. It's music, Bob. Where's music? The day old Dixie died. This is the day that they killed all the bells. This is that Don, who's your goober guy, Don.
You talking about my music or the music industry?
Yeah, both. Your music died, and all the bells were broken, and the levees are levee, and she hit a Chevy, and the levee was dry, and who died and the levee was
what,
dead.
What do you mean? There's bands playing.
Done.
Why do
done.
You say?
Where?
Why do you say
where, where's new music?
Died?
Where's new
on,
music?
Online.
Online. Where's
they
new
perform
music?
Online.
Where?
They perform
where?
Online.
No. That's not about performing. This music is dead. Nothing's doing. Nothing's driving music anymore. It's not an industry. Now they have virtual parties about the music. Now it's a virtual translation of what music was. Now it's an intimation of what music could be. No, no, no. There is no more Sinatra, Bob. It's over.
It's over.
Okay, thank you. So I am
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They caught the last train for the coast.
Right.
And the proof is that Washington, you can't play music. Proof is that you can't play music either.
Right. Okay. She had a question about that.
Good thing.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, we
Let
do
me get
too.
The question out.
Mm-hmm.
The music, the letter we wrote to Washington, they're not going to cash a check. That will never be done.
We're going to straighten it out. We've already taken it in hand. We've already taken it in hand because you can't. We've taken it over because you can't.
Good. Are they refusing to cash a check because they got instructions from the rioters to not let Bob have his music?
No, they're trying to do anything they can do to separate you so that you can be an isolationist. You're too right too often, too near the point.
Yeah, you're saying that don't make my show less enjoyable so less people hear it. That simple point is what you just said.
No, that's not the point at all. The point is you're too right too often. You're saying too much. You're giving too much. So now you're getting attention. But now too many people are listening.
Who at Emory Hospital is listening to us, especially during Carolyn's section?
Not much. Not much. No. They get it afterwards. I get it afterwards. Not about a listening. Not like a listening thing. It's more like a practical science. They take it to the lab, and what comes out of the lab, they judge. They're not listening for insight. They're making practical notions applicable. So they don't have to listen
listening.
To anything. They're not listening for a hypothesis. They're figuring out the hypothesis based on what's been presented.
Right. They don't need to listen to what Carolyn's learning right this week to do what they're
correct.
Doing in the lab.
Yeah. That's correct. That's correct. Actually, it would mess them up. It would skew their results because they know something.
Right. Now, are the angel doctors in the lab there? The ones who saw JW go around?
On Tuesdays and Fridays and Sundays.
They're in the lab. And they're studying
and
with the regular...
On premises, yeah.
Yeah, and are they studying with the regular human doctors or scientists who are trying to figure us out?
You can't tell.
Are they there?
You can't tell the difference. Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
They look very human, the aliens.
Actually, they actually kind of look strangely high and tight. You know, most people, when they're a researcher, they're a little bit pudgy and they kind of let themselves go because they're like eating junk food, eating Hot Pockets and ridiculous things.
Yeah.
No, they're actually kind of a cut, a little bit of like a refined swimmer's build, but you got a big chest and their lats are good and their biceps are balanced, but they don't have big forearms. It's not like they're masturbating themselves to death, so they have balance in their forearms, and their legs are thick like a runner. But it's more like a beefy swimmer's build with a real tight torso, high and tight. That's the way to say that correctly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Which
people,
is odd.
The main
most of them look ridiculous, you know.
What, aliens look ridiculous? That's what you're saying?
No, people who work in labs. People who work in labs look ridiculous. They're all pudged out.
Yeah, I get you. So the mainstream media ignored Trump's announcement about the weapons he has that no one's ever seen before. Was that given much coverage?
They said it. They said it. They made fun of him because, like, here he is lying again. That's a lying some bitch. There ain't nothing in this world that the world ain't never seen before. He's a goddamn lie. That Trump, he's a lying zombie. That's what he is. Can't believe what he says. We can't wait till we get him in that debate. We're going to call that motherfucker a liar because he lies every day, all the time. That's how they handle it. And they reported it thoroughly as a lie.
Right. And Trump expected that. It doesn't bother him that they do that.
He loves it. He plays it like you do, Bob. He'll leak it out and say, oh, don't say I said anything. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Oh, no, did I say that? No, I didn't mean. Okay, no, I might have said that. I say a lot of things, but you can't believe me. Don't believe nothing I say. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I don't even know that JW has a wife. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Okay, listen to this. This lady, doctor of Hong Kong, Leanne Wing or something, she said that she worked with the Wulan. I forgot the name
of
the...
She's here. She's outside of San Francisco right now.
Right, and she's telling the truth that the virus was genetically altered. I can't remember if we've asked you about this before. Have you said this?
Yes,
answered that question?
We said about it. We did. We went through it, and that what she was pronouncing was the case and true. And it didn't come out of the wet market, that they leaked it to a wet market so that it would have, so that Wuhan could maintain, that's the actual lab itself, Wuhan could actually maintain culpable deniability that it's something that was in the environment around there, but that it didn't come from that facility, which of course it did.
Now, you talked about the virus got to Germany, but that was an accident.
Yeah. Okay, yes, we said that, but define what you think an accident is. What do you think an accident is?
Somebody bought a product and the virus showed up in the product and they did not know that. They weren't part of a knowing conspiracy, which the ones who genetically altered it, they intended to cause this devastation.
Okay, they received some samples from Wuhan. They received some samples from Wuhan, which were infected, but the accident was they didn't really mean to do it to Germany. Germany's not the enemy. But
China...
That was the accident.
Yeah, they went the wrong way. But the thing is...
Correct.
The Chinese guys who genetically engineered it, or whatever they are, maybe they're elements of spirit, and the spirit, as you talk about spirit running the Black Lives Matter, is that a part of the tech body, that spirit that runs Black Lives Matter?
Don't say nothing.
Okay. All right. So the Chinese who genetically altered it, they were doing bacteriological warfare. They intended to affect people with this altered virus, correct?
Well, no. You were the one that likes pigs to put your feet on, so actually you caused it because you like fresh pigs to put your feet on. So, and they're like, no, he's not going to get fresh pigs. He's not going to get fresh pigs. We're going to disease the pigs, so he'll be afraid to put his feet on. No, he's a dark soul. He's not scared. He ain't scared of nothing. He'll do anything. He fucks dead people. Will have been known to fuck a dead goat. And then Bob Dobbs, who started the Goat Lives Matters program. He's trying to have great abortions. Roe versus Wade is going to turn into a goat fight. They're going to change that. They got the arborist is coming, Bob. The SCOTUS is going to bring the girl. She's a woman, white woman. They're going to put a white woman on there. Yeah, white woman. She's going to say, oh, hell no. That Roe versus Wade, no. It's a goat's right to choose, but not in this house. Goats is not going to choose to have a baby and not here. The Roe versus Wade is over. And Jim Crow is going to be president. So good for y'all.
Okay, so the scientists who altered the virus, what did they think they were targeting?
In Wuhan, you jump subjects again, Bob.
Back to Wuhan. Well, I'm trying to pin down what their motive was, what they thought they were targeting.
No. Bacterial warfare is not warfare, Bob. They were trying to manipulate the genome, and this was an outcome that fell from it. It was actually a real live mistake, and you can blame that on Carolyn. Doctor, you get the quote right. Dr. Carolyn Flora and goddamn Dean. That's who you can blame for that. She did that because she twisted what they were trying to present in such a way that it's where it was the death by she wrote a book about it, Death by Modern Medicine Coming True.
Yeah.
She's making her work come true.
Awesome. Now, okay, so this factor, so.
Didn't expect that one, did you, Big?
No, count. You're not even here to hear it.
She'll hear it later. No, she don't listen. It's all right.
She don't listen.
She don't listen.
She's knocking it out.
You can't blame her.
No, okay, so they made it. Oh, this is the point. And those guys were researching the drops that they got from the top AIDS researcher back in 2011. That's what they were working with and trying to alter.
From the air. Now, the best of those were the ones that got destroyed in the airplane, remember?
Yes. Well, they disappeared. Yeah. They didn't get destroyed.
Yeah,
they were taken from ourselves.
They were disappeared, not here.
Yeah, not they here. Went to other worlds.
They went to another world.
And they went to another China. They thought they were landing in China.
Because this will be ugly. This will be ugly, Bob. Now,
what would
you're
be,
not asking
what
the right.
Would be
you're
ugly?
Not asking. Stop. You're not asking the right question. Let's on the other side of the. Okay. Here, how many times have you heard us say "here at the wall"?
Here at the wall. Many times.
How many times?
Yep.
Many times. More than two.
48,000 times.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, the Great Wall of China is fixing to part.
Yes.
And that's going to be the separation from where those epidemiologists went. That's ones who worked with the AIDS, the HIV, and all that.
They
crap.
Went through the crack that's going to be surfacing?
That's correct. And then they're going to be found, or they're going to come back, or they're going to be here all along, or... Oh my God, we found Johnny. Johnny's been right here all along. Oh my God.
They were working with the drops. And they were told to do that, figure it out. And then they are in an alternative Wuhan lab? Or the lab was not connected to them?
On the other side of the wall, on the other side of the Great Wall.
The Great Wall is a portal. You go to other worlds. The crack.
That side. That side, but it's going to break. It's held. It's how they divided.
What's that side?
The reason they built the Great Wall of China was to divide the dynasties. They're going to be merged. And when they merge, those epidemiologists are going to come back once that's pierced.
The wall is a barrier between parallel worlds.
Maybe. Yeah, that's fine. That's what they built for. Now we don't know that what you're saying is true. We don't know that. But that's not the point. The point is that is what they built it for.
What? The portal to another world?
No, to divide the dynasties.
Well, that's an expression, a later expression of the fall. We cut ourselves off from non-physical.
Good. That's exactly right. Same thing. Same conversation. That's right. Good.
So, fallen man made this wall to protect them, some half protecting from the other half. But the dynasty that's on the other side of the wall, they're not visible from this world's perspective.
Of course not.
Or was there?
Right.
Okay, so there's a dynasty on the other side of the wall that we can't see in a parallel world.
Correct.
And that's where where the scientists went, the AIDS scientists.
Correct. Some might say.
Okay, so when you're melting the edges of the universe, is that part of thinning the veil?
No. Different construct. The right process, but the wrong construct. The right process, but the wrong construct. Because the thinning of the veil comes inside out, not outside in.
Yeah. I have here, they say... that Ruth Ginsburg is almost a saint because she died on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the high holidays.
Jews don't have saints.
Yeah, Jews don't have saints. Yeah, but they're making a big. Yeah, I know. So what? But they, no, the Time Voter likes she's a saint. And that's bullshit. She never died in Rosh Hashanah.
She died Rosh Hashanah 2 years ago. But
yeah, was it on Rosh Hashanah? Did she die on that day?
No, it wasn't on Rosh Hashanah. We told you that was
really right.
January 26th.
What year? 2019. January 26th. Okay. Is Woodward shocked at how his book is selling, but nobody cares about it? I think he's a bestseller,
that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Nobody's looking. Nobody's buying it, Bob. There were pre-sales. The Woodward thing is just it's just nothing. It's puff. Everybody's
shocked at that.
He doesn't care. He was just trying to make anything. He had to make this big kerfuffle so somebody would even know that he wrote another fucking stupid-ass book. They read the Bush book and, like, kill themselves because every time he writes a major book trouncing somebody, it turns into some puffed-up bullshit stuff. No, he's going to write a book. Write a book about Clinton and talk about how he shoved a cigar up Monica Lewinsky's pussy. Now, that'll be a book. Write about that. But no, you don't want... He talks about the disdain on the presidency, blah, blah. It's stupid. He's not even a good writer.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now,
Woodward is a non sequitur, and he's already fleeting. He was a bestseller before he ever wrote the fucking book.
Right. Did he? The book itself was a bestseller before he wrote
it? No, that's a label you buy to put on the fucking book. You know how Carolyn knows. Carolyn knows how that goes. She's done that shit already.
Okay, so you put a label on it. He has previous bestsellers, right?
You buy the label. Yeah, you buy the label. He's the big president writer that he trounces dead presidents.
Did he get used during Watergate? Exploited?
Yeah.
Fooled?
He did. Spiro Agnew did. Yeah, used him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Howard Dean. Howard Dean, your buddy.
Yeah, I remember him. La Boulay built some things in Washington, designed it.
No.
What did he do?
No. He did the Statue of Liberty. He gave the gift, the Statue of Liberty. He also did Lady Liberty in the gate to the Triumph and just outside of the bridge on... the Tour Eiffel. That's what he did. And he also
the Tour Eiffel,
Guy,
what's that? Is that the Tower of Eiffel? Is that what you're saying?
The Eiffel Tower, yes. The Tour Eiffel, that's what it's called. But he also gave some plans, and he wrote up some sketches that they used to lay out the underground system in Washington. Mm. And we say that, and everybody had a big old fit. No, he didn't. Fuck y'all, all of you. He most certainly goddamn did. He did the system that connected the buildings together, and he also did the plinth. You know what a plinth is?
Yeah.
The plinth in the Capitol, because they couldn't make the spans work. So the plinth in the Capitol, he helped with those. But other than that, that's what he had to do with setting up the underground system and the plinth in the Capitol.
Right.
Everybody was
now,
having a little nervous bust out over there. I believe didn't do nothing in the Capitol, but fuck you.
Okay, so they say under the Statue of Liberty, the was designed by French sculptor Frederick Bartholdi. That's not true.
Yeah, he did it. No. He designed it, but it was done by La Boulay.
And La Boulay would have been dead when that was done, according to the history.
The
did he not die?
No, he didn't die. He did not die.
Well, that's what confuses people, that he's still alive.
Fuck,
so how did he help?
Fuck people. They don't know shit. If it ain't on TikTok, they don't know nothing about it, for God's sake.
Right. They've got La Boulay died in 1883, is what Wiki says. And then you go back to the Statue of Liberty, and that was built later. But La Boulay was around to help.
But Lavallee did it in Paris before that, Bob. The element came from Lavallee in Paris, and then it was done as a gift, mocked, copied, and made much larger as a gift to the United States of fucking America. That's the problem. Sorry, we digress.
They say Bartholdi was inspired by Lavallee, who is said to have commented in 1865 that any monument raised to U.S. independence would probably be a joint project of the French and U.S. peoples. Franco-Prussian War delayed that. So there is acknowledgement of Lavallee. So what are people saying? He was inspired. Bartholdi was inspired by
that. That means he copied it because it was from the one outside of La Tour Eiffel. And then that happened at the same time. That happened at the same time or in the same genre of when the HMS Charlotte went aground.
It led to the Resolute Death.
Excellent. That's another point of connection. And that's why, you know, Trump has made a big deal. If you notice, he's lightened the Resolute Death. It used to be much darker. He's now made it much more blonde, almost like it's not the same desk, because they wouldn't let you polish the Resolute Desk. You can't take polish. But if you look at pictures now, or maybe it's just that now finally Trump's put in some decent drapery, so it looks better now. That could be, too, because those silk drapes are pretty over the top. The drapes look better than the fucking Oval Office, just saying. But,
right,
you
but
know,
why,
you gotta have taste
why
in,
did he...
You gotta have taste why, and culture to even notice that kind of stuff.
Yeah, did she... why did he alter the color of the desk?
But he didn't. It just appears that it's much lighter, like about four shades lighter. More of a blonde, almost like into a hard rock maple. And
why did
we say that on... He didn't do it. They would never let him touch the desk. He didn't do it. But there's... Okay, now here's the inside part. There's so much power blasting through the Resolute Desk now. It's getting brighter, lighter, almost a satin wood. It's almost like a satin wood inlay because of the power that's flowing through it. Now, when have you heard the name of the Queen of England mentioned lately? Never. She didn't talk about her. All of a sudden, she's... Yeah, the Queen, like you, Bob, is fixing to go stealth. She may already have.
Why?
Because it's getting too hot, Bob. They now have a death rate of 30% in the European Union, and they just made the Bank of England for the first time in 364 fucking thousand, you know, not thousand years, 364 years, 364 years, for the first time, the Bank of England now has a negative interest rate. Remember we said how England was going to go into a negative interest rate?
Yeah.
And we're going, Tuppence. Ion, you better go get you some of that corn liquor, because that ain't going to ever happen. No. The library's king. We run this. We got this.
Okay.
Macron don't run this. Now, finally, they've hit that point. And that's the other side of the fall. Not the European Union. They already fell. But now this brings back to the whole thing that they had a minus 60% gross national product. Bob, you can't sustain that. No.
Okay.
No, this isn't about
that.
Life or death. This is you can't sustain it. So that means anything that comes out of, what is that place called? England? Is that what you call it?
London.
Lords?
Yeah.
Lords?
City of London.
Maybe it's Lords. Is
City
that...
of London.
Anything that comes out of Lords lately is going to be, it's over. You could buy Trafalgar Square for a dollar.
Does that affect her money deposits, her gold and all that?
It's now, all her money is now minus, Bob. All her receipts are now not earning any there's no receipt. It's minus. You have to pay money to keep money in the bank.
How is she going to solve that issue for her benefit?
Well, she knows a guy. He's pretty benevolent. He fucks with the
He fucks with the bitch. He fucks with the bitch queen. Even he's gonna say bow. I can't wait till Bob when you meet the Queen of England. And you say bow, bitch queen. Hey, bitch queen, bow. And then Bob says, Bob punches Carolyn and says, hey, bitch, better have my money. That's a
you ain't dying until you pay me back.
You ain't dying. You're going to stay. You pay me back. I got to get that straight. I'll be standing at your graveside when I'm taking it. When I go, hey, you'll have to get a lot of trucks, though. They got a lot of shit in Buckingham Palace and Sandringham. You need to get the shit out of Sandringham, too, for sure. You need to get that. That's good stuff. They got the old stuff there now. Yeah, get all that.
Okay, can I play the Boulay part, or that's still top secret?
No, play it. Play all of it. Because
you mentioned
play all of it.
Yeah, you
play
mentioned
all of it.
You
fuck
mentioned
it.
The Smithsonian secret underground stuff.
Sure,
that's
blow
okay.
it all. Blow.
It doesn't matter
that's
anymore.
The point.
Hey,
that's the
we're
connection.
In
it doesn't matter. Fuck it. Whatever.
You're
gonna piss. They're gonna love you. They're gonna love you till they hate you, and they're gonna hate you till they love you. Either way, don't matter. So just go and show them how big your dick is. That's what they want to say.
Go back
to them, Bob.
Can we?
Listen, that's the trick, is how the condition of your heart is engaging, trying to get the words. If you have the right spirit in the heart, you can get any goddamn thing you want out of us. We'll give you more than you ask for.
I know. Well, okay, so we have
play
final
that
point probably.
Play that for everybody. That's what they need to know. Instead of getting all puffed up in the little pie-eyed, instead of getting puffed up on the little pie-eyed ideas of what they think they know, they don't know shit. That's what they know. They don't know anything. We're trying to help best we can if they'll let us. If not, we understand. But the good news is we came here to help you come into your place of power. Have questions.
Good.
Everything's okay. Bob, this is the only time ever in history that you actually required non-physical. There's never been a time up until just now where it's fixing to come that you actually need some individual words from non-physical.
Hey, Ion, there are millions of people now realizing Ion is necessary at this time. People are getting that, I guess, right? And there are many people listening from other worlds, too, like you said before.
They are. Right. And then you have other elements. You have other elements too that have engagement. Don't think it's just from this realm. You have aliens that are engaging too. Okay, is it time? All we have is the records from Adolf Hitler. Is it time? Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
I get
is
that.
It time?
Yeah. Okay. So, this is what all the scriptures wrote about. This time when humans would screw themselves so bad under Opinel's plan that they would require intervention.
Matt, and we don't like the Kabbalah. We don't like the Kabbalah, but it actually applies.
Right.
They're very appropriate. Well, no, it's the reference is very apropos. That's the
they
right
talk
word.
About us. They talk about this moment.
Yeah, and we're not trying to pump that up. We don't want to make that a thing. But just saying, at something you should start looking for inferences of how this is. Oh fuck! Yeah, there you go.
Okay, you said the Kabbalah was communication with the angels, and the Torah or something else did another thing. Am I right? The angel. So, do we want to read through the Kabbalah, or is it quite long?
It's not that it's that long. It's just not necessary. We're not pumping it. We're not trying to make that a point, because what they do. Listen, the Jews tried to make the Kabbalah a way to drive the angels, and it doesn't work. It becomes this hocus-pocus magic shit. It becomes hocus-pocus magic shit, which we're not scared of, but it doesn't apply. And there's a series of unfortunate events that's going to belie the humans on this earth.
Okay, but does that include the caldera, things we've talked about?
Yeah. It is.
Right, so you've talked about a lot of it.
It's tiered. It's tiers. They're tiers and levels.
And see, it's just amping up, amping up, amping up. And now the world is having a problem, and they don't know what to do. And you're going to show them what to do. They're going to overcome it. Okay. They're going to kill themselves or not. Okay. The election, they don't know what to do. But they're going to overcome. They're going to figure it out. It's going to the new, it's going to the Supreme Court. And then the New York Yankees are going to figure it out. No, no, no. The L.A. Dodgers are going to have a war. And they're going to beat the Yankees. And then Chiefs are going to beat the Washington Red Sox. And then the Red Sox are going to come back, and the Cubs, oh, my God, the Cubs are coming, the Cubs are coming. We're going to do, yeah, Cubs are coming. And they're going to set it all, and it's going to work itself out. It's going to be a
did
white,
you say Thompson
no
quadrant?
Quadrant?
Did you say Thompson quadrant?
We did.
Did I hear that?
We did,
yeah, okay.
We did.
So they're working
out. And it's going to work out. It's going, but here you go. It's going to be a white
knuckle
flight.
Flight, yes.
White
the,
knuckle flight.
Yeah,
you
I get
your
that.
Fist
now,
so hard that your knuckles turn white.
So is that, are we entering what you're talking about, the tribulations? It's spelled out Revelation?
You've been in that for a little while. These people are fucked up. They're already in FEMA cramps. They're already locked down. They're already sleeping in the goddamn streets, shitting in the roads. They're shitting in the roads and living in tents and burning down all of California and every the rest of the West Coast is 250 degrees. They can't get a sip of water for his own fire. The rest of the world's drowning. They're running. We run out of letters. We run out of letters on the earthquakes and on the hurricanes. Now we're on beta. It's just the start of the hurricane season. You're already out of letters. You're going to the Greek fucking alphabet for storm. They've had 9 feet of rain in Lake Charles, Louisiana. 9 feet of fucking rain. Yeah, it's pretty much. It's pretty much fucked up now. Yeah, Bob. Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Yeah,
now,
it's not good. Not good. Not good. Not good.
Yeah, I know.
Not good.
Is this? Well, one of these things are about to happen. Happen before the election.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's starting. This is just a crazy election season. That's what you're saying. It's going to be way worse than people expect.
Yeah, we could play. If we were allowed, we could play Bachman-Turner Overdrive, but we're not allowed.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing we could do.
Is that, what's that one, Taking Care of Business? Is that the song?
No, you
or?
Ain't seen, you ain't
oh,
seen
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
yet.
Nothing yet.
You don't know that, go there.
Yeah, yeah. Dot is the particle outside us. Is Dot in the tech body? Is the tech body, including us, part of Dot, D-O-T?
We'll see. We'll develop it on Saturday for you.
All right.
We'll do a little sanctimonious sanctarium for you.
So
We'll even honor the Catholics. We'll even honor the Catholics for you, Bob.
All right.
You
okay.
Go.
Putin
we do
didn't
that.
Know that Trump was going to make an announcement, but he made his announcement. We got particle beans or whatever it was. He was shocked that Trump went up to him.
No. He knew because he's fighting fire trying to make. He's trying to make a deal with you right now, and you won't answer the phone. Carol's the only one that won't answer the phone.
She's worse than me. She won't answer the phone.
No. You don't understand. She'll answer your phone.
Yeah. She'll answer my phone. What's my phone?
Yeah. Your phone that rings. He doesn't answer her phone.
Okay.
She'll answer your phone.
So, this is Dr. Beter's time. He got us started here, and then the particle beans are mentioned. Dr. Beter's right. He's really watching this. His day has come, right, for Dr.
Yeah.
Beter?
Yeah, because he's upset. He's upset that they're going to find out about the Queen Mum. They find out about the Queen Mum. He's fucked.
Why is he fucking bothered by that?
Because she had the keys to the kingdom, Bob. Yep, she had.
And Beter's loyal to
the
queen,
kingdom.
Is what you're saying? Beter's loyal to the queen?
Stop. No. Queen Mum is a difference.
Right. Did he ever meet her?
Of course he did.
Peter Beter? Now, he found out what she did, correct?
Yeah, he did. But he knew that from
why
he got that from her. Too much gin and tonica, Bob. He liked gin.
Yeah, but why
and
would he be upset that her secret comes out? Why does that screw things up for him?
If she already had access to the gold,
What was his purpose? He was to go fetch the gold. She already had it.
Yeah.
And,
he got fooled?
No, you say, yeah, no. He was borrowing the things she already had.
From her? He was borrowing
with
it from her?
No, with her. His position that he was trying to complete the feta, oh, complete.
Yeah, against Rockefellers.
She already had. But that was his rub, so he don't want that out. So now you can't fucking play that.
Well, we don't give a fuck.
I know.
Play it. We don't
care. No, but wait a
play
minute.
It.
Wait a
play
minute.
It.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, I don't like your indifference. I think you're getting despondent, desperate. You don't even care about anything anymore.
Yeah, we don't care.
What's going to happen to the humans.
Bernie
no, but what do you say?
Peter Beater was trying to do the gold deal for the queen. The queen didn't have anything to do with it. It was the queen mom had the deal. The queen mom had the money. Queen mom had the organization. It was not from the Rockefellers. It didn't have anything to do with the Rockefellers. Peter Beater was trying to make the deal that she'd already worked out and solved and done.
He didn't
borrowed. He borrowed the success of the deal she'd already done and made it so.
Yeah, did he make it so in that last part? Or she made it so?
Queen Mom made it so. Queen Mom made it so. He borrowed the success.
What did he do with that?
Well, his claim to fame was, I control the wealth and resources of queen and country.
Okay, so he doesn't want it out that the queen did it and he didn't.
The queen mom. There's a difference.
I know.
Well, you're fucking it up, so you can't say the queen because the queen's
so when
is
I was
innocent.
So when I was dealing
queen
with
is
alive, yeah, when I was doing the deal with Peter, that involved the queen mom.
Mm-hmm.
So Sims Hildish worked for the queen mom, not Queen Elizabeth.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. And that's documented. You can find that out. That's not a secret. Because
well, what is it that Peter's worried about? I understand. Does he have a reputation?
He does, because it had to be for the United Kingdom, not for the Queen Mom. She wasn't the United Kingdom. She wasn't the Dowager Queen.
Yeah.
She wasn't the Dowager
Queen. It wasn't for the Queen? For the country?
No, it was for the queen mom. Separate. Remember?
And that's illegal.
Do you not remember Edinburgh Mom?
You're saying that ruins the queen's reputation. That's what you're saying. Queen mom's reputation.
Edinburgh. Yeah, Edinburgh was different. And that's what the queen mom drove. She was powerful. We're not talking about Sandringham anymore, Bob. This ain't Margaret shit. There's a difference.
Yeah. Okay, so the fact
that
the queen mom,
you can't undo that.
The queen mom saved England, but she was illegal doing it, and Peter doesn't want that come out about what she did.
What do you want? Well, no. What if it came? If that came out. Okay, people say things, but he was supposed to be the savior of it. You listen to his motherfucking bitch ass. He was trying to tell you he was the author of all things good and wonderful. That he was the procurer of everything from the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and every wonderful bullshit.
Okay, what's the second time she did it? Saved England. World War
originally,
II?
Before World War One. At the end, you know, they had the breach. Before Churchill, they had the breach.
Yeah.
And she had to work it out with George. Remember George?
Yes. Well, she was only 18, 19 years old then. Was she in the court?
She was just a land girl, but she run it. She got around.
So she saved England by what she did the first time for herself to get into the court.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. We could do a little bit more of that, but then you're going to get to Leopold II, and then Roxy's going to have an orgasm, and we can't have all that this time of night.
Okay, so we have more on that. We'll do more. And,
yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
And